boys and girls, good to see you out of church this morning. And I want to talk to you about something that you all like. And I think that probably we could all fall into that category this morning, something that we all like. And I know that boys and girls, they all like sweets. And there's so many different sweets, I'm not going to go over them all this morning. Far changed from when I was a boy running up and down the streets. My, there's so many different sweets that boys and girls can have. And of course, not only do boys and girls like sweets, but mums and dads, they're very fond of sweets and chocolate as well. And you would know that by looking at some of them this morning. But I want to talk, boys and girls, about a certain kind of sweet today. And these were being sold even when I was a boy, and that's quite a while ago. And I want to talk to you this morning about these sweets. They're liquors, all sorts. I know there's some visitors with us this morning from Germany, and I don't know whether they have ever heard of these before, but these are licorice, all sorts. And I want to think about them this morning. You see, boys and girls, the title or the name of the sweet says it all. My, they're made from licorice, and there's all sorts of them. And I can't really take them out of the bag this morning because you wouldn't be able to see them away down there. There's double deckers, and there's pink, and there's white, and there's yellow, and there's sweets covered up so that you cannot see the black. And of course, there's other liquors, all sorts, and they're just black the whole way through. And the thing, boys and girls, is that they're all different. All different colors, all different shapes, but they've one thing in common, and that they're all made from licorice. You see, the fact of the matter is that there's black in each one of them, and there's black in the heart of each one of these sweets that I have in this bag this morning. And you know, boys and girls, there's black on the inside. Some of them are completely black. Some of them have just got a little bit of black in them. And other ones, my, the black is completely covered over with little blue and pink little pieces of sweet that covers over the black. But the fact of the matter is that there's black in the heart and in the midst of each one of these licorice all sorts today. And you know, boys and girls, as I thought about the licorice all sorts, I thought that, you know, we're a bit like the licorice all sorts because we're all different, aren't we? We're all different. Some of us are big, some of us are short, some of us are fat, some of us are skinny, some of us has black hair, some of us has blonde hair, some of us has grey hair, some of us just know her. And we're all so different in so many different ways, boys and girls. But we have all this in common. We have all this in common. That there's black in each one of us. The blackness of sin. The blackness of sin is in our heart. My, some of these sweets, they're completely covered. You cannot see the black, but it's there. It's right in the midst of them. Others, they're all black. My, they're black on the outside and black on the inside. And some, there's just a little bit of black and the rest all dressed up. But there's black in each one of them. And that's just like you and I, boys and girls. My, we have all that blackness of sin in our heart because that's how we were born. We were born with a sinful nature. And because of that sinful nature, we're all sinners. But you know, boys and girls, there's one of these licorice all sorts, and it's different from all the rest of them. There's a little licorice all sorts, and it is white in the middle of it. It's white the whole way through, and there's just the black on the outside. There's no blackness in its heart. The white is right in the center of this sweet. And you know, boys and girls, that's what we need this morning. Our black hearts that are stained by sin, we need that sin taken away and removed. We'd need our hearts made white as snow and our sin removed if we're going to be acceptable to God. And you see, there's only one person, boys and girls, who can do that. Mommy and daddy can't do it for you. The pastor of the church can't do it for you. The elders and deacons can't do it. There's only one person who can take your sins away, and that's the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. He came down to this world. He died for our sins on the cross of Calvary, and he rose again. And because he paid for our sins and suffered for them, if you come to him and trust him and ask him to be your Savior, he can cleanse away your black sins and make you whiter than the snow. The Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So boys and girls, although we're all different, yet we have that in common this morning, just like the sweets. We've all sinned, and only Jesus Christ can take our sins away, and he's able to do that if you'll come and trust him as your Savior. And I trust that you'll do that, because if you do that, that'll be the greatest day in your life. And you'll look back in days to come and thank God for that day when you came as a sinner and trusted Christ, and he made you whiter than the snow.